It's a bad time to get sick in Oregon. That is the message from some doctors, as hospitals that are filled with COVID patients bump patients with other medical conditions. Jefferson Public Radio's Eric Newman has more.
Charlie Callaghan sits outside on his deck in the smoky summer air in the small town of Merlin in southwest Oregon. Though he looks perfectly healthy, 72-year-old Callaghan has multiple myeloma, basically a blood cancer of the bone marrow.
So it affects the immune system. It affects the bones. I had a PET scan that described my bones as looking kind of Swiss cheese-like.
Callaghan is a retired National Parks Ranger. 50 years ago, he served in Vietnam, and this spring, doctors found his cancer. They're assuming he got it from exposure to Agent Orange during the war.
There's maps online that show what were the hot spots in Vietnam for the spraying of Agent Orange, and it turns out the air base I was in was surrounded by, they sprayed all over.
A few weeks ago, he was driving to Oregon Health and Science University in Portland to get a bone marrow transplant. On the way, he got a call from his doctor.
They're like, we were told this morning we have to cancel the surgeries we had planned.
Canceled because the hospital was full. That's the story at many hospitals in Oregon, where they've been flooded with COVID-19 patients. Dr. Mujahid Rizvi leads the oncology clinic handling Callaghan's care. He says delays can have consequences.
With cancer treatment, sometimes there's a window of opportunity where you can go in and potentially cure the patient. And if you wait too long, the cancer can spread.
And it's not just cancer care. Dr. Kent Dodderman is a cardiologist in Southern Oregon.
I've seen patients get ready to have their open heart surgery that day. I've seen patients have brain tumor or someone with lung cancer and their procedures are canceled that day and they have to come back another day.
The day we talked, Dodderman said at his local hospital, 28 patients were waiting for open heart surgery and 24 needed pacemakers. He says during normal times, there wouldn't be any wait.
I don't want to be dramatic. It's just there's plenty of other things killing Oregonians before this.
Right now, the vast majority of patients in Oregon hospitals with COVID are unvaccinated. But even in non-pandemic times, there's not a lot of extra room in Oregon's healthcare system. Becky Hultberg is the CEO of the state's hospital association.
If you look at the number of hospital beds per capita, Oregon has 1.7 hospital beds per 1,000 population. That's the lowest in the country.
A new study on curtailing procedures looked back at how the VA hospitals did during the first pandemic wave. It found that the Veterans Health System was able to reduce elective treatments by 91%. And it was effective in that ICU beds were freed up to care for COVID patients. But the study didn't look at the consequences for the patients who had to wait. Dr. Brijesh Lal is the lead author.
We clearly, even in hindsight, made the right decision of curtailing elective surgery. But we as a society have not really emphatically asked the question, at what price in the long term?
He says we won't know that without more long-term research. Back on his deck in Oregon, Charlie Callaghan says he doesn't consider his bone marrow transplant as urgent as what some people are facing right now.
There's so many other people that are being affected. People are dying waiting for a hospital bed. And that just angers me. You know, it's hard to stay quiet now.
He says it's hard to stay sympathetic for the COVID patients filling up hospitals when a simple vaccine could have prevented most of it. For NPR News, I'm Eric Newman in Merlin, Oregon.
And this story comes from NPR's partnership with Jefferson Public Radio and Kaiser Health News.